Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Back, there we go.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We've been on every cue but this one today.
Talking about hearing, right?
There we go. We're talking about hearing and we couldn't hear Dan.
We were discussing upcoming shows and what we're looking for. And actually, while I'm saying that, it's a good time. Call 311. If there's something that you would like Christina, myself, or Otto to talk about, call 311, bring it up. One, we would go out and bring it as a topic, but we'll try to find an expert in that field. I say we, like I'm a big shot, Christina will. And we'll bring that person on because this is your show. And we do our best to bring to your attention everything that we feel you want. People have requested people, and we've reached out and we've gotten them. And otherwise, we just come up with what we think is an important topic. But you have something in your mind, you're hearing it about from somebody, and you say, guess what? You call 311, you'll either talk to Christina or just pass on the message to Christina, and we'll see what we can do. Even if you have a name of a specific
person,
right?
And that's what's so great, John, you know, and I want to give a shout out, you know, to obviously all of our other co-hosts that, you know, we don't get to see as often because of this current world we're in, but all of them have, you know, suggested so many great people and topics. And I think that that's the best because, listen, you guys help me out when you do that because I think all of us have met someone who's interesting or a doctor that is really educated on a particular topic or whatever it might be. And I think that those make the best shows. So thank you, John, for that because I love that. And I have to give a special shout out to one of our co-hosts, Ann Hirsch, who I talked to yesterday, who says she loves listening to the show on Fridays. And she just thinks it's really going great. So hi, Ann, and we miss you. And thank you for listening, obviously.
And Ann always did a good job, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's a whole different world. This whole COVID, what has COVID has done, it's changed things. And I don't know when it's going back. I mean, I read yesterday that I think they're looking at the number of 75% vaccines by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Europe is a disaster completely. Canada is also not good. Israel is good. And
England.
England. So you put it together, you still have people traveling into the country. They still don't know the efficacy of the vaccine. I just got mine the other day, 2 days ago.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah, 2 days ago. My daughter called me on Monday, and she got me booked for something Wednesday of this past week. I said, fine. I went over to Rite Aid in Sayville, which was fine. It was like a 45-minute ride from my office. 1, 2, 3, it was in and out. And I really don't think I felt anything. You know, it's hard to tell sometimes whether I'm feeling something from that or other stuff. But I have it, and I was talking to my wife about it. She's gotten the second one already. Mm-hmm. Hers was Pfizer, mine is Moderna. Mm-hmm. Then I said, well, does that mean what? And it really...
I'm getting my second tomorrow.
The second is tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah, Moderna.
What about Bunny?
Huh?
Did Bunny get one?
She's getting her second tomorrow.
Oh, you got it together, timed. Okay, good.
Well, both over 75, so we were in 1B.
Get out of here.
Yeah. We were able to... you know, I was lucky, frankly. The first day that they said something about 1B, I went online and I got into Yes We Can. No strings pulled with any of this.
Right.
Lucky. We were able to get it. You know, it was.
No, and I just want to say too, like, listen, I mean, working with Project Independence, obviously, it's a hot topic and we're constantly getting calls and whatnot. And people are anxious and stressed about, you know, all these different things. And I want to encourage people, you know, listen, I've even seen just when there are new places constantly coming out. You know what I'm saying? John said he got at Rite Aid. In the beginning, Rite Aid didn't have anything, you know? So I do have faith that as this, you know, process evolves, it's going to be more available at different things and based on production and stuff. You know, I think it's, you know, listen, I totally get getting frustrated. I've been frustrated numerous times throughout this process, but I think it's also about having patience and not panicking. through this. You know, I've talked to a lot of professionals who are saying, you know, things are gonna work its kinks out. You know, listen, this is the first time we've had to do something like this, you know, and I think it's, we all want to wave a magic wand and say this should be seamless, the process. But unfortunately, this is kind of how it goes. So I just want people to, you know, and if you are anxious about it, you can call 311. That's our social workers and nurses have been so wonderful. And we've been trying to put lists together and whatnot about people inquiring about the vaccines and whatnot. Unfortunately, we don't have, you know, in the beginning, I think people thought we had a special connect to getting the vaccine. We don't. We just have the information that's going on. But our job is to kind of walk you through the process. And like I said, each week there's new developments, new places being added. So it's just to kind of inform you and keep educated with that. So.
You know, the problem wasn't or still isn't a matter of places to go to. You know, you got Jones Beach and they're mm-hmm. talking about the Citi Field and all kinds of mm-hmm. large places that just don't have the supply.
Yeah, well, that's what I think, you know, what they're kind of new places are getting in this groove of they will not offer it unless they have the product, you know? So I think, like yeah. I said, it's working out this kind of kink. You know, a lot of places were being listed originally that didn't have it, but I think the newer places that are kind of getting added won't say they have until they actually have it. So
now in my business life, I was involved with a lot of different kinds of stuff, products that we sold. And just because somebody says, oh yeah, we need 100,000 next week. Well, like take these vaccines.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't have the little jar. Maybe we don't have the top. Maybe we don't have the labels. Maybe we don't even have the machines to make this stuff and we have to get them. Or maybe we're missing a part. You know, there's 4,000 things involved.
Stuff that you have to, you know, and I think, listen, we're in a time where everything we expect, and I fall into it too. You know, you expect things instantaneously. You know, you want it now. You know, I want, you know, I need something. I go on Amazon Prime and expect it, you know, in 2 days or whatever. You know, so I think we're in this world where that's how we are. And it's not easy. I totally get it, everyone, you know, but to step back sometimes and have a little patience. And to not panic through the situation.
I want patience and I want it now.
Yes, I wish I could get that on Amazon Prime. That's right. I like
Bunny has a sign in her office.
I love it.
Please give me patience and I want it now.
Yeah. I love it. That's great. Well, listen, that's something, Otto, if you can market that, I think we'd find that.
Yeah.
But just want to tell people, I know we are wrapping up, but we have a lot of programs. There's a Heart Smart program you can sign up for. These are all via Zoom. So you can call into the Zoom program or you could get the Zoom link. We have an Alzheimer's program coming up, a Technology for the Terrified Learning How to Tweet program will be coming up. We have all of our virtual exercise classes that are just doing so well. There are interactive ones that you can sign up for. There are also ones you could watch via North Hempstead TV, and you could also watch our show on North Hempstead TV. There's really great programming, and I have to give a shout out to North Hempstead TV because during this pandemic, they have really produced such great programs, you know, and the fact that they put ours on, which, you know, a Nazi bias is my favorite. It's really educational. And I think it's great for the people that aren't technology savvy, can sit home and be able to, you know, turn on their channel. And we've worked with different villages who weren't getting North Hempstead TV are now getting it. So there's been a lot of efforts. And I think that the programming is great. And, you know, the fact that you could exercise, you could get educated, they have fun, you know, crafting programs and cooking programs. I mean, there's certainly a whole host of different things you can do on there. So just please call 311 or 869-6311. I know we are giving out a lot of information. And if you are confused, you can certainly just give us a call.
You know, one thing I just want to jump in here with, one thing, when anything goes bad in life, you have to try. It's not always easy to find the good that came from it. Zoom has been tremendous. You know, what has happened with our radio show, I'm just going to talk about the radio show, but the radio show to be on from 10 to 12 on a Friday morning, but to be Zoomed, well, not to be Zoomed, but for people to see it all week long. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to a WCWP YouTube mm-hmm. and find it. Because if you said, oh, I want to see Oscar again, Oscar's going to be on next week again because we're off. But that is something that didn't exist a year ago. So sometimes when something goes bad, if we can pay attention enough, you can find something good out of it. Now, not everything is good coming out of this. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. But I suppose you have to try to find the positive.
You have to. You have to. Absolutely. Because it is certainly, it'll get to you if you don't. So we definitely.
If you can't find the sunshine, be the sunshine.
That's right. I like it. Look at him. He has his mug. And guys, you know, if you really, speaking of sunshine, today is National Weather Person's Day. So if any of you so want to celebrate that, and if you want to get crazy this weekend, there is Ice Cream for Breakfast Day is tomorrow's holiday. And Sunday, I like that. Sunday is Ballet Day. So if anyone is watching the Super Bowl, it's also Ballet Day. So remember that.
I vote for John doing ballet on
So it is quite the...
I want to see that.
There you go. I want to see it. I don't
I'd probably fit right in there too, for that matter. But
so you guys can mark those things down. I know if you want to, you know, have a little party at home, you know, with just your immediate household, you can get
a little ballet party.
I like it. I prefer the breakfast ice cream.
That's right. Ice cream for breakfast. And it's an excuse. You'd be like, I'm just celebrating a holiday today. So that is what I'm doing.
I have that calendar that you gave me. You gave all of us at home on my desk, which actually is our desk. Steph uses it more than me. But she goes to those days with her kids. Like today. Yeah. Now, some of them, they don't understand, which is fine. But like ice cream for breakfast. I don't know if she'll talk about it today, but ice cream for breakfast, they would understand.
Yeah.
They have no idea what she's talking about.
No, so I do it with my nieces, too.
Show the picture.
It's funny. I do it with my nieces. They want to know like what's on their birthday. They all think it's very funny that my birthday is National Party Day. I mean, really, I think couldn't be any more perfect.
What's next Friday? We're not going to be on.
Oh, that's right. Would you like to know what next Friday is going to be? You ready for this one? Paul Bunyan Day.
Paul Bunyan Day.
You heard it here first. Breaking news. And then obviously, because it's Valentine's Day weekend, on February 13th is Kiss Day, and February 14th is National Organ Donor Day. So you can be on top of that next week as well. So.
And then the following week, Wayne Wink will be on. And I know he does the Valentine's special, but again, it has to be Zoom.
Yeah.
Everything's changed. He used to do a tremendous program at Harbor Links. Mm-hmm. You can't do any of those things right now.
You know, but I have to say what's so amazing about North Hempstead and, you know, being part of Project Independence is that essentially every program or service that we've had, we've figured out a way, yes, it's different, to make it virtual. And I think that it's really cool that the town was trying to do that too, you know, with most things, you know, so it's not like, oh, throw it in the garbage. It's figuring out a creative way and thinking outside the box. So that's what we're doing here, is thinking outside the box.
And we're doing great work. We have to wrap it up. We're not going to be here next week, but we're going to rerun Oscar Michelin, which was one of the greatest programs. If you haven't listened to it, please do next Friday. We'll be back the following Friday. So everybody have a safe weekend. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Thank you.